Welcome, listeners, to episode 10 of VPod's News Wrap series, Word on the Street, brought to you by the business cluster of IIM Visakhapatnam, a series for all the busy bees out there, in which we bring to you the happenings around the globe in snippets. This is Tanu Chararia. Let's crack it down. Funding frenzy. Eyewear startup Lenskart has successfully secured an impressive $100 million in funding from renowned private equity firm Christ Capital. This substantial investment, comprising both primary and secondary share purchases, brings Lenskart's total fundraised to an impressive $1.6 billion. The infusion of capital will play a pivotal role in fueling the company's ambitious expansion and growth plans. Notably, Lenskart's ability to attract funding from Christ Capital within a short span of 3 months after raising $500 million from the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority further underscores the soundness of its business model. Founder and CEO Piyush Bansal exudes confidence in Lenskart's potential to transform the industry and eradicate vision correction problems through their innovative approach. Game on! In an exciting collaboration, LVMH, the renowned French luxury goods group, has joined forces with Epic Games Incorporation, the creator of a popular game, Fortnite, to entice customers through captivating virtual experiences featuring fitting rooms and fashion shows. Through this partnership, LVMH will harness the power of Epic's advanced 3D creation tools to craft immersive products and experiences, develop innovative collections, and create compelling advertisement campaigns. Leveraging Epic's graphic platform, Unreal Engine, LVMH can utilize features such as digital twins, enabling clients to visualize and interact with virtual representations of physical products. This cutting-edge technology grants customers the ability to preview how a product will look and behave even before it is manufactured. Screen to table. The launch of Netflix Bites, a pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles featuring chefs from popular Netflix cookery programs, showcases Netflix's commitment to creating immersive experiences that extend beyond traditional streaming content. By collaborating with renowned culinary experts such as Curtis Stone and Dominic Krenn, Netflix aims to leverage the popularity and influence of its cooking shows to enhance a viewer engagement and brand loyalty. This venture also serves as a strategic move for Netflix to expand its brand loyalty beyond the digital realm. By tapping into the growing trend of experiential dining and capitalizing on the popularity of its cooking programs, Netflix can strengthen its position as a multifaceted entertainment. Subreddit strike. Popular social media platform Reddit is currently facing a crisis as a group of influential moderators protest against the company's decision to raise the price of its application program interface. The API enables developers to access Reddit's data and create third-party applications. The increase of API fees has sparked concerns among moderators, who argue that it will hinder their ability to improve their communities. As a form of protest, several prominent subreddits have gone private, limiting access to their content. The protesting moderators are calling for improved communication and negotiation with Reddit's administration. This situation underscores the delicate balance that Reddit must navigate between meeting the needs of its users, supporting its moderators, and pursuing its own financial interests. Let's head to the hot topic of the week, EU AI Act. The EU Parliament has achieved a major milestone in the regulation of artificial intelligence by endorsing the EU AI Act. This groundbreaking act, if enacted, would establish the world's first comprehensive framework for AI regulation within the European Union. With the aim of safeguarding fundamental civil rights, the Act emphasizes the protection of privacy, dignity, and non-discrimination in relation to AI systems. Additionally, it strives to address potential health and safety risks associated with AI while prompting innovation and competitiveness in the field. A key focus of this Act is the introduction of rigorous requirements for high-risk AI systems. Developers of such systems will be required to undergo a conformity assessment before these systems can be introduced to the market. However, the Act recognizes that many existing AI applications such as text generators, video games, and spam filters pose minimal risk that are considered low or no risk applications. The European Union seeks to strike a balance between ensuring the safety and rights of individuals and fostering the continued use and development of AI technologies with minimal risks. Although the approval of the AI Act by the EU Parliament is a significant achievement, it is important to note that the Act is not yet law. It still requires final approval from member states and further discussions among EU institutions. The anticipated timeline suggests that the regulations will not come into effect until 2025, following the next European Parliament elections. And that's a wrap. We will be back soon with another one. Until then, follow and support us on all our social media handles. Stay tuned. Cheers.